Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's Thanksgiving Day, you know that, and it would be interesting to go around to all the listeners to figure out what they're doing on Thanksgiving Day, because we're all unique. We have unique families. There are some that are out traveling, some that stay home, some that do big meals, some that go out to eat instead of having one at home. So many differences, so many changes as time goes along. Going back to the first Thanksgiving, well, there's, as often in history, not a lot of agreement on when that happened, why it happened. Well, maybe why is a little more agreement than when, and who started it. You know, I think most of us learned as we were growing up from a very early age that it was the Pilgrims that had the first Thanksgiving, and it was because they had survived their trip to the United States, or to America, I should say, and had survived a really tough winter and had a crop that they could depend on during the coming year. So many reasons for them to do Thanksgiving, but not all history, as I say, really agrees with if that's what happened. Maybe people who came to other parts of another country said, well, this is Thanksgiving. And one of the reasons for the changes and the disagreement may be because some people are talking about Thanksgiving as a holiday, as we think of it, versus Thanksgiving as a religious ceremony or a religious service. So that could be some of the reason for the differences. But, you know, as you go back again, as we always think that, and we have turkey because that's the traditional thing for Thanksgiving. Well, maybe the Pilgrims didn't even have turkey. They probably had deer, had venison, and probably the Indians helped them. That's one of the versions of the history. I don't want to say story because this isn't all made up, but you know, sometimes we see things, different people see things in different ways and write down things down in a different way. So that again may be the reason for some of the disagreement. But pretty much agreement that when George Washington was the president of the United States, he proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration marking November 26th. And he said this was as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. So that was not an official, you know, even though it was November 26th, that's pretty close to when we celebrate it now. It was a proclamation. And it was not until Lincoln really made it more official. Abraham Lincoln said that the final Thursday in November should become the customary date in all of the states to celebrate Thanksgiving. But not everybody agreed with that either. You know, this was during the Civil War, and many of the states were not in agreement with what Abraham Lincoln said, so it was not truly realized or recognized until Reconstruction, which was in 1870. Now, we might say because Abraham Lincoln was the one who proclaimed this, that, well, this was his idea, you know, great man, great idea. But, hey, we got to give the women credit here. It was Sarah Josepha Hale who wrote letters to politicians. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 10 years, but for 40 years trying to make Thanksgiving an official holiday. So she kept going. She was determined that that's what should happen. And so finally she had evidently enough people and the right ears to listen to her idea. And Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it as the final Thursday in November. So you say, well, that's not when we celebrate it now. That's true, because much later in history, by comparison, on December 26, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day from the last Thursday in November to the fourth Thursday. So sometimes that makes a difference and sometimes it doesn't. This year, the fourth Thursday is the last Thursday, but that's not always true. And one of the reasons was trying to get this a little earlier in some years was that the country needed an economic boost, and shopping, buying, promoting, that was even then in 1941 was President Roosevelt's idea of moving that up to a certain point of giving a little more time for people to go out and buy things and boost the economy. So probably, you know, that wasn't a new idea, right? We're just a lots more of it and much more commercialized to promote that shopping at this time of the year. Well, there are other countries who do celebrate Thanksgiving, and some of them are because of connections to the United States and the annual holiday here. Canada, Grenada, Liberia, and the Netherlands are countries who celebrate Thanksgiving as we do, or much of the countries do. And it was because they had ties to the people who came to the United States. For instance, the Netherlands look back at many of the people who came to America were from that area. And so they have the history, they have the names and the birth dates and information about how many people from an area in the Netherlands were coming to America. And so they celebrate those people who made that voyage. And so that's kind of interesting, I think, that there is a connection there. And Japan also celebrates Thanksgiving, and that was because mostly the occupation of the U.S. after the World War II. So that what we say is just, you know, a part of our history and a part of what we know about has affected other people, and other people celebrate Thanksgiving with us. On another note, I found, this was an old list, actually, from several years ago, but I still had it on my desk, and I'm going, oh, really? This is a listing of the top 10 Thanksgiving songs of all time. And I'm looking at the list, and I'm going, who made the list, and who did they ask when they were trying to figure out the top songs, Thanksgiving songs of all time? Most of them I've never heard, so they didn't ask me. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving song, something that you think of? Maybe it's a hymn. Maybe it's, you know, I think of the kind of the poem in which I think was made into a song, Over the River and Through the Woods. It's the first thing that pops into my head in terms of a song or something related to Thanksgiving. But on this list, let's see how many of you recognize any of these. Alice's Restaurant, Arlo Guthrie. He said, now Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without enjoying a good listen to Alice's Restaurant. Maybe not so much for me. Here's a name I recognize. Natalie Cole sang Be Thankful. And Adam Sandler, and we still hear his name in terms of entertainment, had the Thanksgiving song. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. Some people think that is a Thanksgiving song. It can be, but I don't think of it as necessarily for Thanksgiving Day. Then Guy Davis has a song called Thanksgiving Day. Thank You by Led Zeppelin. Give Thanks and Praise by Bob Marley. And here's one you'll be hearing if you haven't already heard it. If you turn your TV on, and even if you're not going to watch it, you kind of flick by it. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And George Winston on the piano played that. And so that's one that we do hear a lot if we're listening to that. So interesting, as I said, from what aspect, whose aspect were these songs selected as representing the Thanksgiving holiday? Well, to each his own, right? And here's a thought related sort of to food, and it's my until next time. It's related to lettuce. Yes. Let us be faithful. Let us be unselfish. Let us be loyal. Let us love one another. And let us be thankful.